Earners, what's up? Y'all know the adage, buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/earn. That's fundrise.com/earn. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
Earners, what's up? Look, if creating content is more than just a passion project for you, it's time to make the passion profitable. With Kajabi, you can easily diversify your revenue, build your brand, and transform your audience into loyal customers. I know firsthand how challenging it can be to juggle content creation and business development, but Kajabi makes it easy to streamline everything in one place. As a creator, you are your brand, so your business should reflect exactly what you envision. With Kajabi, not only can you build your business your way, but you can also keep every cent of what you earn. It's an all-in-one platform that lets you focus on what matters most, your content and your audience. And let's face it, we all need a little help sometimes, especially when you're a one-person show. But you don't need to hire a full-time team. You just need Kajabi. Kajabi is a leading all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. Whether you're a coach, content creator, or educator, Kajabi makes it easy to transform your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, and more. The best part? Kajabi doesn't take a cut of your revenue. Everything you create is owned and controlled by you, so you keep 100% of what you earn. On top of that, Kajabi gives you robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, everything you need to grow your business seamlessly. And here's the thing, you don't need a massive audience to make sustainable income. Thousands of creators are making six and seven figures with Kajabi, even with less than 50,000 followers. So if you're navigating the challenges of generating revenue as a creator, Kajabi can be the game changer you need. Right now, Kajabi is offering an incredible deal, a free 30-day trial to help you kickstart your business. Just head over to kajabi.com/earn to get started. That's kajabi.com/earn. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who've made over $7 billion on their platforms and take control of your financial future with Kajabi today. Kajabi.com/earn. Don't miss out on this opportunity to turn your passion into profit.
And somebody had asked some questions about retirement planning. So it's the end of the year, so I think it might be a good time to kind of go over that.
That'd be great.
So yeah, maybe we can go over the 12 different type of retirement plans for individuals and business owners quickly. So 401k plan is something that everybody probably is familiar with. That is for for-profit businesses. You can actually contribute up to $23,000 a year if you are an employee, an additional $7,500 if you are over 50. So that's $30,500. So benefit with the 401k, you put money in, it lowers your taxable income, save money on taxes. You take it out when you're 59 and a half without avoiding a penalty. If you work in a school or a hospital, you might have what's called a 403b plan. Same type deal. Same rules apply, but that is for the nonprofit world, but it still allows you to actually put money in. And then with the 401k plans and the 403b sometimes as well, they give you a Roth option. We'll talk about that later. But 457 plan is for government employees. So they're all in the fours. I don't know why the IRS coded it like that, but the 401k for for-profit, 403b for nonprofit, 457 for government entities. And then the IRA is for individual people that want to put money away. If you have a business or if you don't have a 401k, you can open up an IRA. Anybody can open up an IRA. You can do it yourself. You can work with a financial advisor. You could put up to $7,000 in that, an additional an additional $1,000 to bring it to $8,000 if you're over 50. And then you have a Roth IRA option also, which the Roth, you don't pay taxes when you take the money out, but you don't get a tax deduction when you put the money in. Now, for business owners, this is where it gets a little bit more complicated. Simple IRA allows you to put $16,000 in and an additional $3,500 if you're over 50, but the employer must match an employee contribution dollar for dollar up to 3%. So as a business owner, your number one thing as a business owner is how to save money, right? And one of the best ways to save money is to implement a retirement plan. And you kind of kill two birds with one stone, because you're lowering your tax liability, but you're also putting yourself in a position to actually have more money down the line, right? So it's like you can just buy a computer and that's a tax deduction, but you're not really getting that money back, right?
Yeah.
It's something that is beneficial for you. But when you put money into a retirement plan, that's like you're saving money as far as it's lowering it. And that's how, when they say you're saving money, that's what that means, right? It's lowering your tax liability. But you're also going to be getting that money back because it's money that's invested. So it's not like you just bought something. You're investing the money as well, right? Solo 401k is like a 401k, but it's for an entrepreneur. So it's just one person, right? And then you have a pension plan, defined benefit. That's a little bit more complicated. Mike, you can split the screen. And that allows you, you could actually put up to $270,000 in the pension plan. So that's obviously a lot more than a regular retirement account, right? And that's one of the benefits. Like I always say, the tax code was not made for employees. It was made for entrepreneurs and investors, right? So you see, okay, now as an employee, the most you could put in is $23,000 with the 401k, but if you're a business owner, you can put, depending on how your business is set up, you could put up $270,000 away. That, what, 10 times?
That's like 10
times difference. Profit sharing plan, you could put up to $66,000 into that. Cash balance plan, that's a little bit more complicated. There's not really a set amount. That depends on how much money your business is actually bringing in. Then you have the thrift savings plan, which a lot of teachers have that also, better known as a TSP. And that's kind of like the 401k where you could put up to $23,000 a year as well.
So
please consult with a tax advisor, CPA, to know your options. But a lot of times you're leaving money on the table, especially if you're a business owner, because you might not even be aware that you can do a pension plan, right? And you think that, okay, the most I can put in is to a 401k, but you can do a 401k and you can do a pension plan. So you might be putting away $23,000 and you think, okay, that's great, but you still might be paying $300,000 in taxes. Well, if you put away another $100,000 into a retirement plan, now that might cut your tax liability by $80,000. That makes a real difference, right? For the regular employee, you might be funding your 401k at minimal levels, right? This is a way to actually, you know, put more money into it. So vitally important when you talk about investing, because we talk about retail investing on the brokerage side most of the time, but there are other ways to invest. And you can invest that money in, most of the time, it's different funds. Sometimes they let you invest in individual stocks, but most of the time it's like different funds, index funds, ETF, stuff like that. But it's important because, like I said, that makes a real difference as far as paying $150,000 in taxes as opposed to paying $50,000 in taxes, right? That $100,000, not only are you saving $100,000, but the opportunity cost, that $100,000 could potentially grow into $1 million. So you actually lost $1 million by not taking advantage of something that is here, is designed for you. But, you know, like I said, that's kind of complicated. You got like 12 different options, right? So if you're not educated and your CPA is not educated, then you might not even be fully taking advantage of ways to max out your retirement to save money on your taxes.
That's a great list. Value from the highest level and from a celebrity.
Quasi.
You know, you talk to celebrities.
Man.
12 ways. Open them up.
Sounds like you do this for a living.
Yeah. That was a great list. I mean, in the way inflation is going, I mean, I know that the axiom used to be, hey, build a business. That's the best way to wealth. But it's like you have to invest the money inside of the business to help grow. Because the way inflation is going, you don't know what the market is going to be like in 15 years. Like, imagine being an entrepreneur in 2008, 2009, 2010, and seeing these valuations and home prices go up and commercial buildings go up. Like, if you're not having that money work for you, Lord forbid, if the business goes under, at least you'll still be making some money from the returns that you're getting out of one of these plans.
That's a fact.
That's a fact. I mean, obviously, I'm being facetious. You obviously did this for a living. I wonder now, like, as you were speaking, based on technology, based on the way the world, the landscape is now, what are the biggest differences you see in financial planning, financial advising from the day you started to present day?
I'm not in this space anymore, so I'm not really sure as far as like the day to day, but yeah. I know technology has definitely changed everything. As far as, you know, when I came in, it was paperwork, you know, like massive amounts of paper. And now a lot of that has been changed, and it's everything is online. It's even how they keep your records is online. And that's one of the things where I like the blockchain. Like, that's how I understood blockchain early. And I understood like how it was going. Everybody kept talking about blockchain as far as cryptocurrency, but blockchain, what it's going through to the, once again, the healthcare industry is going to be phenomenal, because it's like, you know, when we used to order medical records for somebody that wanted life insurance. So if you wanted life insurance, you have to fill out the application, but then we have to, 9 times out of 10, we have to order your medical records, which we call the APS, attending physician statement. Now, this is us actually, the insurance company is reaching out to the hospital or the doctor saying, can you give us records, right? And then they give them the records, and then they have to review the records. I've seen it take up to 8 months because the secretary is just incompetent. They don't get back. And this is a physical process of them. They have to fax or email paperwork. But in the doctor's office, they have thousands of paper. Like, this is something I've seen with my own eyes. So I understand, like, all right, once this, and it's going to take a long time before to get fully digitalized, but it's going to get digitalized at some point in time. So at some point in time, all of these medical records are going to be on the blockchain, and it's going to take a minute. It's going to say, okay, he had an EKG in February. I don't even got to call nobody. It's going to be all in the system, a database. The insurance company is going to have a system with all of the hospitals. They're going to put the code in, and they're going to send it, and then they're going to send it back. Little stuff like that saves so much money, becomes more efficient. It's everything. So it all ties in. So that's one of the things that I even knew back then, like, this is going to change everything once they really can get this done on a more efficient level as far as technology. Yeah. Of course, robo-advisors. I don't think robo-advisors has taken off the way that people have planned.
Mm-hmm. They're planned, yeah.
But who knows? That might be something in the future as well, as far as, you know, people fully relying on AI to be their financial advisor as opposed to a person. Like I said, it's not there yet. You still need a human touch. But as they're getting better with artificial intelligence, that might be something to look out for but sure.
Is that one of those career paths where we look at it, fast forward to the future, when we talk about AI and generative AI, are these some of those career paths that you could see being dented, replaced, right? Because the access to information is there, even for now. Like, a lot of people are getting access to information. Technology is going to streamline it as well. How much of in the future you think the human touch is going to be needed in that space?
I think it's still needed, even if you look at taxes, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, theoretically, you could probably send all your information to AI right now, and AI could do your taxes. Me personally, I would still want a human
overseeing.
I still need to talk to somebody, explain things to them, tell them, like, yo, this was that. So, but I do think that humans need to utilize AI. So if you're a CPA, if you're a financial advisor, you should be utilizing the technology as it's what everybody keeps saying. Like, a lot of the things is not necessarily going to totally replace somebody, but it will replace, like, if you have an assistant, that might not be needed. Right. But that's actually could be beneficial to you because you don't have to pay an assistant anymore. So
for thank the Lord.
I mean, from a financial standpoint.
To help
you. So I feel like I don't feel like it's I think it's cool, especially for wealthy people. I think the wealthy people, if you got, let's be honest, you got $100 million. You still
go you're not hitting ChatGPT-5.
I doubt
you manage the family office. I'm sorry.
Even for like a lawyer, right? Like, yeah, if you got a public defender, you might just want to take your chances with a robot at that point. But if you got $100 million, you still might. Now the lawyers need to be working with AI to make sure that they get all of the data collected. But mm-hmm. I still think that personal interaction is needed. But like I said, you should definitely be working with somebody because, you know, I got audited before, and that's because years ago I tried to do my own taxes. This was like probably 17 years ago. I did TurboTax. So I learned the valuable lesson. Trying to save money, you end up, you know, going, you end up costing yourself more money. So I never used TurboTax ever again. Shout out to TurboTax. I had nothing against them, but you want to use a professional. That's my whole thing in life. Like, if I want to put a painting up, I'm not qualified to put a painting up, right? You might think you are until it's crooked. And then you drill the hole in the wall. Now you got to drill another hole in the wall. And you think, what's the worst that could happen? It's just a painting until you tear
your drywall.
You tear your whole wall down.
Tilt your drywall.
That's a fact.
Hit your plumbing.
That's a fact.
Change order.
I'm a big proponent in paying a professional for services. I have no problem with doing that. But yeah, shout out to everybody out there that's an entrepreneur. Make sure that, you know, you're making the most of your situation, because the government's going to get their money, but there are ways to limit the amount of money that you're paying legally.
Keyword.
I mean,
but key emphasis.
Oh man, no.
As far as the AI debate too, I think it's going to be a battle between the subpar and supreme. Those who are supreme at doing their job, there'll always be space for you. But if you're subpar,
night night.
I mean, even since ChatGPT came out, like I've talked about this before, man, like I've been able to replace at least 8 people, and then I don't have to hit a complaints about they were tired or they had too much Don Julio the night before. Great, good old ChatGPT and Midjourney going to be right there.
Don Julio.
Chef him up. Thank you. Don Julio.
This is a message brought to you by
education, vitally important. And that's important. The kind of stuff you're never gonna learn that in school. So that's, you know, one of these things you gotta learn on your own, right? They're not gonna teach you retirement planning in school. So it's like, you know, it's one thing to become a business owner, they're not gonna teach you that, but it's another thing to how do you maintain your wealth? How do you maintain it? How do you save it? How do you grow it?
The hardest part.
These are all things that you gotta, like even Shaq, I heard he was saying, like, you know, I picked up a gym from him when he was like, I'm not just gonna pay my mom. I put on payroll.
Yeah.
If I'm gonna give my mom money anyway, why not just give her a job? Right. And there's plenty of jobs that you can give your mom. But so many people, like, we just see rappers, and it's not their fault, they're uneducated. Like, you ever see these videos where rappers give their mom like $50,000 in cash?
Yeah.
Like $10,000 in cash for their birthday. Or even their girl, they do that all the time. I see like girls on Instagram, they get like money, like this amount of money in like a Birkin bag, and it's like, happy birthday, babe. But I'm like, all right, if I'm gonna give you the money, if we're talking every day, why don't you be a consultant for me? Right?
For real.
Why don't you be on payroll? And now you'll help me because the money that I'm paying you is tax deductible. But I'll also help you as well because, yeah, you do have to pay money on the taxes, but at least you can have some income that you can show when you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a home right now, as opposed to you just having no money to show at all. Now, at the very least, if we're in a relationship and I am going to give you money, well, why not? Let's do it that way, as opposed to, it looks good on Instagram, but that's
the issue.
That $50,000 is not something I'm ever going to get back.
You just brought up a great point inside of, and I know that's something we had conversations about in the past where it was like, yeah, as an entrepreneur, I can write things off. But as you're doing that, you're also bringing down your income level, right? So if you wrote everything off and now you have $20,000 that you said that you've made this year, Well,
oh yeah,
you try to go buy that house.
Try to go buy something.
You know, you only made $20,000, right?
Yeah.
And so you gotta be mindful of these decisions that you make.
Fellas, if they ever hit you with it, but that doesn't feel like love, let her go.
But I heard them on Market Monday say you should put me on salary.
Girl, back in the back, she was a part of that social media job. Funny,
okay.
Back up this gimbal, motherfucker. Come on,
that goes back to the education process, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you got a vet.
If you, we talk about women following men, right? Well, yep. If you're not a leader, you can't be followed. So, if you want to be followed and if you want to be a leader, it's up to you to be an educator as well, right? Like, let me sit down. I'm gonna educate you on why signing this W-9 is important.
And it's NDA. No, the W-9 and NDA together.
W-9 NDA play.
I signed both. No,
where we at? We at dinner as we're saying this, like, or is this like
in the, big,
like,
facts?
I love you, card. Like,
espresso martini, baby. I want to make sure in the future that even if I'm not here, you're good.
The I'm joking, but it's real. It's real shit. I'm just saying, at what point, maybe this is like a black, but like, at what point do we say, like, yo, you know, just, I'm gonna talk about this paperwork right here.
It's not paperwork. Like you, like he said, like, I mean, you,
it is secure. It's financial security.
Come on. It is.
You're getting put on payroll. Who wouldn't want to be put on payroll?
Facts.
Half these dudes ain't even paying for their nails, for their girls' nails to get done.
Big facts.
That's tricky. Like,
for real. That was jail looking crazy on their fingers, yo.
They just throwing a bread, right? Like you said, like, I'm putting $50,000 in a bag, and it's like,
well, it's not tricking if you got it.
And half the time, they're taking the money back after the camera go off.
That's true too.
Yo, love, when you see that paper inside the card, don't ask no questions.
Yeah, just sign this. Bring the food out for me. And the drinks.
What's that? The check? Nah. You see that sticker? It says sign here.
Real quick, baby.
The NDA play.
Both.
Necesito, mi amor.
Both.
Got all them. Right. All right.
Both of them.
That's some free game for y'all. Y'all do what y'all want with it.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.